USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Donald Trump's making headlines again this weekend after calling on the country to suspend the Constitution over claims of 2020 election fraud. Although Ohio Republican Representative Dave Joyce says he will support the Republican nominee in 2024, even if it's Donald Trump, he says he believes Trump doesn't have the numbers at this moment to secure a 2024 ticket.
I just don't think that at this point he will be able to get there, because I think there's a lot of other good quality candidates out there.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says there's been increasing dissent among the Russian elite.
We've seen some of the sort of more significant figures in Russia provide more critical views of the war and what's happening in Putin than you have in the past, but nothing that amounts to likely regime change, but it could shape some of his decision making.
Haines spoke at the annual Reagan National Defense Forum in California. Well, 'tis the season for taking.
The holiday season means lots of festivities, but it's also a prime time for porch pirates. Security officials estimate more than 200 million packages have been stolen off porches already this year. In order to avoid falling victim, they recommend arranging to have packages delivered to areas that are hidden from the street, or ask a neighbor to be on the lookout for a delivery. If you believe you have been targeted by thieves, the best thing to do is contact police immediately. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In a statement, FedEx expresses shock and sorrow over a tragedy in Texas. A delivery driver for the company allegedly confessing to kidnapping and killing 7-year-old Athena Strand after dropping off a package at her home last Wednesday. 31-year-old Tanner Lynn Horner, now jailed in Wise County, Texas, charged with capital murder and aggravated kidnapping. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A service chapter for one North Carolina National Guard member is drawing to a close, but leaving behind a legacy that will make it easier for others to follow. Captain Lindsey Jeffries Jones, the first African-American Black Hawk helicopter pilot for the North Carolina National Guard, is retiring after 17 years of service. She made her last flight this week with friends and family to greet her as she landed at Morrisville's RDU Airport, where she said she's both happy and sad to see this part of her career come to a close.
It felt bittersweet. That's like the best way I can describe my departure and my farewell flight. It's bittersweet.
U.S. men's soccer head coach Greg Berhalter speaks after the U.S. was eliminated from the World Cup, losing to the Netherlands Saturday 3-1. He says he's sad his time with the loss. This team is coming to a close.
You know, it's sad. It really is. It's an end of a group being together. We talked last night about, this team will never be together again, right? This exact group of individuals will never be together again, and they really formed a tight bond.
Toby Keith confesses his battle with stomach cancer is pretty debilitating in his first interview since revealing his diagnosis earlier this year. I'm thinking about getting back into fighting shape. The should-have-been a cowboy singer, 61, says in a sneak peek of this weekend's CMT Hot 20 Countdown, I need a little bit of time to just rest up and heal up. So far, so good. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.